In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Use of ventilators for Colorado COVID-19 patients dropped between March and July. The Colorado Hospital Association looked at detailed data from the start of the pandemic. Spokesperson Julie Lonborn says a variety of factors may have played a role. They include improved patient management, faster sharing of knowledge, and new therapies like antivirals and convalescent plasma.
We can now more effectively care for these patients.
About two-thirds of all COVID-19 patients were discharged to their homes. Roughly 13% died in the hospital. For those older than 60, 22% died. 8% of the 50 to 59 age group died. A self-described white supremacist plotted to bomb a synagogue in Pueblo last November. He pleaded guilty to the hate crime yesterday. The president of Temple Emmanuel's board of directors, Mike Atlas Acuna, says justice has prevailed.
From bad things, good things happen. And the good thing is that once that happened, we started receiving donations from people in Pueblo, but also from people across the country.
Atlas Acuna says people are also emotionally supported the Jewish community by attending services, placing flowers, and singing outside the temple after the man was arrested.
It really just made the Jewish community feel, okay, yeah, this guy tries to do this, but the Pueblo community embraces us. And so we're very, very grateful for that.
The man could face at least 20 years in prison and $250,000 in restitution. Lauren Boebert, the Republican candidate for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, posted some strong fundraising numbers, but raised less than her Democratic challenger. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Boebert says she raised over $1.8 million in the last fundraising quarter. She said the money came from 10,000 people from Colorado and across the country. It leaves her with $450,000 of cash on hand as she heads into the final weeks of the election. Her impressive haul, however, has been dwarfed by Democratic challenger Diane Mitch Bush. Her campaign raised more than $2.5 million during the same time period and has more than $950,000 cash on hand. The two are locked in a tight race, with Democrats hoping to flip the reliably Republican seat. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.